Gannett Purcell has always loved fashion, but it wasn't her career until recently.
I'm an attorney. I was a practicing attorney by trade for almost 13 years.
For much of that time, she was also designing and making clothing. A year ago, she decided she couldn't do both.
I realized that this is something that makes me really happy, and I realized that it was a way for me to make a living doing it full time.
Purcell founded her own fashion line called Maven. Her designs were recently featured in a fashion show in the Washington area, and she was one of four designers chosen for the DC Fashion Incubator, a program that launched in January. Christine Brooks Cropper is its driving force.
We're here to nurture them and be mentors to them so that they can go to market and be very successful.
So I thought, you know, you do a simple dress underneath. Mm-hmm.
In addition to using this studio to work, the four designers can consult with experts.
There's going to be technical design mentors and business mentors, and then we're going to have mentors that are from financing to writing a business plan to marketing to branding to social media.
Tatiana Colina is hoping to launch a line of footwear with changeable decorations for her company, My Moody Booty. She had the idea 4 years ago, but hasn't been able to get established.
I had an idea, and I went to different shows, shoe shows in New York and Las Vegas. I was looking for different manufacturers who can create the shoes, and when I start talking to them, I ran into many obstacles.
Although Purcell has already launched her line, she's excited to be part of the incubator.
I think the next logical step for fashion in D.C. is to showcase local design in a way that is serious, in a way that is legitimate, and I think that being selected for the incubator is going to do that.
Brooks Cropper has big plans.
We want to have more production and manufacturing, again, so that we can start to say we have an industry here.
There is definitely a demand for fashion in the nation's capital. A recent study revealed that Washingtonians spend nearly twice as much as the average American on clothing and shoes. At least some of them care about the way they look. Susan Logue, VOA News, Washington.